Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're very honored to have Gerald Celente, one of the top trends forecasters on the globe, with us for the next hour. He normally only can join us once a month because he's so busy doing international television and print interviews, but he's come back just after 2 weeks from the last visit because his prediction about Pakistani terror has come true, his prediction about massive riots intensifying that he made 2 years ago about Greece is now unfolding, his prediction about the plunging stock market is now unfolding, and another gentleman who's been right on target, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, he's joining us in 1 hour as well. Now, in the first hour, I did not get into what I believe went on yesterday, mainly because I'm still studying it. But I do agree with CNBC headline. That is ridiculous. This really sounds like market manipulation to me. Nine stocks simultaneously went down. This was not some fat finger. We know the plunge protection team manipulates the market. Now, was this Europe plunging and their markets being closed triggering this? Or was this insider trading, which we know Major Trade Commission, the groups that are over the stock exchanges. I mean, Madoff founded the NASDAQ. We know they're constantly involved in stuff like this, but they're getting really bold now if this is a premeditated fraud. We know they jacked the market back up almost 1,000 points in just minutes. That's never happened. It's never dropped 1,000 or been jacked up this fast. So we know there's manipulation. We know the story about fat fingers as a cover. But I don't know specifically yet exactly what happened. We know it's staged. We just don't know specifically why. We'll see if Gerald Celente and Bob Chapman do. Gerald Celente, good to have you here with us.
Hey, thanks.
Joining us via video Skype from New York State. Let's talk about what just happened with the stock market, then we'll get into Greece.
Well, it's the crash of 2010, as we had forecast at the beginning of this year. And what's happening is the stimulus money is running out worldwide. And any time that there's a trigger like Greece or something else, the market is going to decline. As you well pointed out, we know it's a rigged game. How it was rigged and who rigged it, well, that will never really get to the bottom of it. We never know the truth of those things. But I do believe that the market is unraveling. And what they did do yesterday is they came in and pulled out all the stops to jack it back up from not crashing. And they're going to do it for a number of days, and they're doing it globally. There's no stopping the meltdown. The markets collapsed, Alex, in March of 2009. What they did was they pumped them up with all of the stimulus money. It's as simple as that. It's all of Europe, the United States, the UK, India, China with its free lending policies and stimulus, Japan, South Korea. It's worldwide. Now it's running out. Just as we're seeing these phony unemployment numbers coming out, they're only juiced up by the stimulus money. When the stimulus runs out, the markets crash. The markets are now crashing now. So here's the game. The insider trading starts happening. The big guys start pulling it out because they know what's coming next. They jack it back up, and then they get the shills out there to say, listen, this is a good buying opportunity. The market is only going through a correction. We have a lot of fundamental strength in the economy, and they sucker the people back in. So anyone that thinks that this is going to be a market that's going to grow in strength deserves what they get.
All right, Gerald.
Current events on future trends. Look at gold prices. How much are they up right now, Alex?
They're up a lot. They're up 40-something bucks in the last 2 days. Gerald Celente, stay there. We're going to come right back to you after this break. I want you to recap and start over and go through your full prospectus of meltdown 2010 that you've been predicting for the last year and a half. Gerald Celente is our guest, Bob Chapman coming up, as we cover every facet and angle of the situation.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There have been new developments on the illegal aliens saying that citizens can't wear American flags in public schools and kids being suspended. The illegal aliens in San Francisco then marched the students in their anger over anyone dare wear an American flag. This is the balkanization. We'll talk about that later. Gerald Celente, founder of the Trends Research Institute in 1980. He is a pioneer of trends strategy. He is the author of the national bestseller Trends 2000 and Trends Tracker. Warner Books, far better than Megatrends, is what the publisher of the internationally circulated Trends Journal newsletter. He's a political atheist. Gerald Celente is a political atheist, unencumbered by political dogma, rigid ideology, or conventional wisdom. Celente, whose motto is think for yourself, observes and analyzes the current events, forming trends, future trends for what they are, not for what he wants them to be. Like a doctor giving a diagnosis after gathering the facts, whether or not you like it, the prognosis doesn't alter the outcome. And we really appreciate him joining us. His website is trendsresearch.com. And I've got to say, he's probably, except for when we have somebody like Willie Nelson on or Jesse Ventura, the most popular guest that we have on this radio show. And we're very honored to have him. Okay, some stations just joined us, Gerald Celente. Break down with your info what happened with the market yesterday. You predicted 3 years ago, the stock market plunge of 2008, a year and a half before what happened in Greece. You predicted it would start in Greece, Portugal, Spain. Now they're saying England has as big a debt ratio. So does the U.S. They're announcing a global implosion. The banks, we know, are engineering this and hijacking countries. So break down where you see this going and what's happening with the markets and the next shoe to drop.
Well, the next shoe to drop appears to be happening again in Europe. First of all, what's going on in Greece is going to explode into social unrest worldwide. The people are not going to take it. I love the white shoe boy language they use. The average person has to suffer through their austerity measures so they could bail out. Who is it that's holding the bonds? It's these huge hedge funds and banks. They can't give them, here's their language, a haircut. What do you mean you can't give them a haircut? Oh, no, they won't even get a trim. You have to cover the losses. In the United States, the people accept that a lot quicker than they do in Europe. The Europeans know the story, and they're not going to let it happen. The next shoe to fall, probably Spain, Portugal, then Italy. The UK is in terrible trouble. We're going to see sovereign defaults around the world. It's happened before, and it's happened again. Let's make this 100% clear. The only people that are getting bailed out are the two bigs. They're not allowed to lose any money, always under the guise that if we lose money, the whole world system will collapse. It's kind of like, Alex, did you hear President Obama recently when he addressed the Wall Street crowd a couple of weeks ago? He called them the titans of industry. What industry? They're not making cars. They're not producing steel or building railroads. The only thing they make are profits. And they're not titans of industry. You know who they are? They're bookies. Call it what it is. But they're super bookies. These are guys that not only are touts at the racetrack, they also field the horses, thoroughbreds that are really nags, credit default swap, auction rate security. That's all they are. Synthetic credit default swaps, special investment vehicles. The whole fraudulent system is collapsing, and the governments are going to crack down on the little people so they can pay off the gambling debts made by the big losses. Number two, as the markets collapse, what they're going to do, the big guys are going to bail out. As I have mentioned, what they'll say is that the markets are rebounding. I can't make this stuff up. As I said to you just several minutes earlier, they're going to say, this is a good buying opportunity. Well, between the time I said that and the break that happened to now, I just heard the clowns on CNBC say it's a great buying opportunity to jump into the stock markets in Europe. Oh, yeah, it's a great opportunity to jump onto the Lusitania. It's going to have a lovely trip across the ocean. Anybody that buys into the markets or that buys into these lies deserves what they get.
Gerald, I'm just speechless here as you go over this. I mean, we have the Goldman Sachs internal emails. We have the J.P. Morgan internal info. They premeditatedly, going back 4 years ago, sold governments, sold pension funds, sold private individuals, derivatives that they knew were worthless while they were preparing to bet against them. And in their own emails, they say this will destroy our competition. But the media is only focusing on the Timberwolf emails with Goldman Sachs when the others are far worse. And now they're announcing, don't worry, we're engaged in financial terrorism. Give us unlimited trillions and we'll bring back the good times. But then separately, 2 weeks ago in the Washington Post, the head of the IMF bragged. He said, for rich nations, this was the headline, the good times are over. The party's over. You're not going to be able to retire. We're going to take your pension funds. They're getting ready for it here. You know, our media won't say why the Greeks are rioting. They just say austerity. But when we talk about austerity, Gerald Celente, explain to people what austerity means under these Madoff types.
Well, what it means is that everybody's standard of living declines. They tax you to death. they make it more and more impossible for small people to get into businesses because they put more and more charges on top of them and direct all the business to the big guys. Let's make this really clear about this bailout going to Greece. Number one, it's against the European Monetary Union Charter for any bailouts. Number two, it's explicitly against the European Monetary Union Charter for an IMF bailout. Who's the biggest funder of the IMF? Us. We, the people of the United States. We're the people that are now bailing out the banks, the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Credit Suisse. Where is all this money going to? It's going to the bankers. Number one, it's against the European Monetary Union. And number two, now we're footing the bill so these guys can get bailed out. What you're seeing happening in Greece with the people taking to the streets is going to happen worldwide. I want to make this very clear because, Alex, this is going to lead one of the elements leading to the Great War. Systems are going to be breaking down. They're not going to be able to stop the people any more than they're able to stop them in Thailand. Thailand hardly makes the news. People don't know anything of what's going on there. You've heard me say this over and over again. My expression as a Bronx guy is when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they're losing it. And they're going to be losing it against the red carpet crowd who believe that they are the entitled people, that they could fix everything if only you give them anything, everything.
And I want to add something to that, because the magnitude of this fraud with banker bailouts, they're not bailouts. They make money on the way up selling the crud. Then when the governments and companies and pension funds that have bought the fraud start imploding, the government gives taxpayer money as a bailout to the private banks that engineered the fraud to then lend the money to the government or to the pension fund that's now bankrupt, and then now those pension funds are even in more debt to the same bankers that engineered it. So to quantify this, we loan the banks the money that they then loan us back. I mean, this is fraud on top of fraud on top of fraud, and you notice that as soon as they agreed to the $146.5 billion for Greece, that suddenly Portugal and Spain started going under because the banks said, look, they bought this. Now let's trigger it here. And so they're holding all of us hostage, and they own the mainstream media. And so the mainstream media most of the time will not tell the truth. Dylan Radigan does occasionally. They let Ron Paul on sometimes to tell the truth. But, I mean, here's the Washington Post headline. For nations living the good life, the party is over, IMF says. Washington Post. But I mean, going back to that, the level of the... Wow, that was crazy. That sounded like one of those party horns. I guess we lost Gerald Celente. That happens occasionally with the video Skype connections. So we're going to connect back to Gerald Celente and continue along those lines with our guest today. Special effects brought to you by Skype, I guess. We have Gerald back? We don't? Okay, we're going to go to break in a moment, and I'm going to bring that question back to him after the break. It isn't just that the banks sell derivatives and then the economy implodes, and then we have to bail the nations out. When you read about this Greek plan or the U.S. plan or what happened in England in the last wave, our money then goes to the banks. Gerald, you got cut off. We're going to break, but start answering the question about how we loan them our money to loan back to us.
Yeah, but you see, you left one element out, Alex. You have to be fair about this. They give the government all of their toxic crap as collateral. That's what they use as the sham to make it legitimate. And that's what's been going on. The governments around the world have been using this lie that they have collateral so that they could then loan the banks money at near zero interest rates so that the banks could go back out reloan it to us and continuing their gambling.
All right, stay there. We got to go to break. So you're right. It's even worse than I was saying.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
All right, we got cut off by the break. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, an invaluable website. Check it out today. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to take a few calls before Gerald Celente leaves us, but they have to be questions specifically, quick questions for Gerald Celente. But we love the directions, you know, the spin-the-wheel directions that people take us in. The different angles that we wouldn't have thought of. I want to pick his brain here today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But, Gerald, you make a great point. I can't even properly describe how big the fraud is. They sell the derivatives knowing it's crap. They have insurance companies certify it. The insurance companies get bailed out after they already get paid to certify it. The big banks get to fence the assets and buy real assets when the bubble's being inflated. Then when it implodes, the banks get bailed out with trillions of dollars, and then they say, oh, but we're going to give the governments the toxic assets, and every economist we've talked to have said that those have negative value, so they're actually giving the governments a time bomb, so it's a triple screw job.
That's right, and let's not forget the rating agencies, as you mentioned. You know, they get a free ride as well. They're getting paid to rate the junk, and they rate the junk excellent. You can't get away with this in real life. And I've said this over and over again. The merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism. And fascism has come to America. We're talking about the financial sector. We could talk about it in agriculture. We could talk about it in pharmaceutical. We could talk about it in retail. Every sector of this country is controlled by a handful. What is it, Alex? Six banks controlling 60% of all of the action in the country. How can you deny what's going on? You can't. This is not socialism. And I heard you talking about, before I came on the air, about these drug busts and how they use these fascist tactics to beat up people, to beat up the little guy for, you know, smoking a joint, while they let the big guys free and turn, quote, a blind eye to opium production in Afghanistan because they don't want to hurt the family farmer's income. Who are they kidding with this stuff? So what we're looking at is really a complete takeover. And when people say, why isn't the government doing anything? They think that there's a revolving door. That's the story that they've been fed. Well, you know, the people go out of government and then into these private corporations. And they, you know, they have an inside track. It's not a revolving door. It's a wide open door. And that door is filled with the same people in every agency that are fronting for the big corporations, whether it's the Goldman Sachs gang or whether it's agriculture. It's the same story over and over again.
Well, look at Walmart globally has 46% of all retail sales, and it's all based on Chinese slave goods. What about Mark Faber? I know you respect his opinion. He's got a very good track record of predicting things just in the markets. So you have, you know, general analysis, which is so important. But he's saying 90% chance in the next 9 to 12 months that China will completely collapse into depression.
Oh, we've been saying this as well. It's the Chinese bubble. Everyone knows that one of the major reasons why we have recovered with this fake recovery from the March 2009 equities market collapse is because of China. And China has dumped in nearly $1 trillion worth of money, plus they're loaning out money all over. They have a huge housing bubble going on there. And I do respect Mark Faber's analysis, as Bob Chapman's as well. And Faber's right on the money with this, because there's another problem going on in China. And again, this is where we look at a bit differently than a lot of others, and that is the social unrest. They've had over 70,000 major riots and disturbances in China in 2009. They have to keep their 1.2 billion people happy, because if they don't, the whole thing turns to chaos. And it's going to be chaos in China as the world economies decline and they have no place to dump their product. So, yes, we agree there's going to be a major unraveling in China.
Now, we're about to break. Long segment coming up. We'll take some calls and get into other trends. But I've got a Twitter question to the Real Alex Jones Twitter by Ferreira. It says, I'd like to know if he has the same forecast for financial collapse that he had 1 year ago. Have things changed or have things accelerated? Well, let me just answer that question and then have him come back and elaborate. He said almost 4 years ago that in 2008 there'd be a huge implosion. That's on record. And he described it in the subprime mortgages as the trigger. Then he said right after the bailout in 2008 that 2010 and Chapman said this too, that the money would run out and then the big implosion would start. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Well, this is fitting music with Gerald Celente on with us. I want to be specific with him
this
in a moment and get into the next phase in the collapse, how he sees this historically unwinding and unfolding. Bob Chapman will also join us next hour to specifically burrow in to his research. I know he's on it to find out exactly what happened yesterday. The word is there was a lot of people that were short on gold in Europe and that they had to dump stock to be able to cover their position. We know it wasn't a fat finger. It wasn't Procter & Gamble. That's even CNBC admits it was at least nine stocks simultaneously that did this, and they halted trading in Europe. A lot of chicanery. We have a specialist on that issue alone, Bob Chapman, joining us next hour. Before we go back to our guest, we produced and released two new films in the month of April. I released, of course, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, which is just excellent, exposing the New World Order, the global government, who these people are, how to stop them, government drug dealing, government kidnapping, white slavery, how they're bribing people, how they're controlling them, what the banks are doing, and Police State 4, the rise of FEMA, how they're planning to suppress the people, training to take on the Tea Parties, training the military to take on the American people, the reality of the FEMA camps. It's all proven in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. But remember William Lewis, who made Camp FEMA and a lot of other great films with Gary Franchi, They have released a new film. I've got it here in stock. We can't start shipping it till the 16th or 17th. It officially comes out the 17th, but that's just a week away, a little more than a week away, about 8-9 days away. If you want it first, we're going to ship this out, UPS or Postal Service, however you order it, and your purchase supports us. But that's not what's important here. That's not what's important. Okay? Supporting us is secondary. This film exposes the Ninth and Tenth Amendment powers, the states' rights rebellion. In fact, I have the Republican Party calling for basically the states to say no to the New World Order today and starting a states' rights task force. The point is, I'm in there, Michael Bagnerick, Dr. Edwin Vieira, so many other great political minds about how to take the states back. This is a key handbook so people know the difference between a democracy and a constitutional republic. This is such an important film. Don't tread on me. You can pre-order it now at Infowars.com. You can also watch the newest trailer because William Lewis has authorized us to make a Infowars.com-centric trailer. That's up on Infowars.com. That's up on the Alex Jones channel. You can order the DVD now. We have it with some big discounts with some of the other films. So don't tread on me, ladies and gentlemen. A refresher course on the Constitution now available at Infowars.com. The people know there's a problem, but they don't understand the full magnitude of it. So get it at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And I want to thank all of you for your support of the online video bookstore. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, I want to rapid-fire ask you questions and have you finish the Twitter question that we mentioned before the break. But before we do that, information is power. Christ said, the people perish for lack of knowledge. We're here to try to give them the knowledge. The guests I have on this show are the people that are consistently right, not the people that are consistently wrong. The people that will tell the truth, the people that are constitutionalist like yourself. And your Trends Journal is invaluable. Many of the biggest corporations on earth you've consulted for and subscribed to it. The people need the Trends Journal. How do folks get it?
TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com. And I also want to make it very clear that we know these are difficult times for a lot of people. So we have a discount request form, and we try to make it available to everyone, students, unemployed. Just tell us what your situation is, and we'll do our best to help you out.
Absolutely. And again, give that website out one more time.
TrendsResearch.com. That's with an S, plural, Trends Research.
Okay, Bob Chapman's coming up, and I want to try to keep you 5 minutes to the next hour, so we have every second we can with you now to go through calls and Twitter questions. But going back to this first Twitter question that I posed as we went to break, I'd like to know if he has the same forecast for financial collapse that he had 1 year ago. Have things changed? So you've been dead on about exactly what would happen, even the countries where it would start. Do you want to revise that any because you have new info? And then I will add the caveat, the proviso. And what do you see coming in the year after that? What comes next?
All right, here it is. This came out on when it was released in January 13th, the top trend, the crash of 2010. We stick with our forecast. Before the new year begins, no one will be able to deny that the great equity markets have crashed. The currencies are being devalued around the world. Gold prices are well over $1,500. We are sticking with our forecast that the markets will crash before the year is out. And I also want to make this very clear. It's not only going to be a financial crash. It's going to come from a lot of different directions. Our greatest fear, and we've said this when they began the great bailout bubble in March of 2009, is that when all else fails, they take you to war. So our scenario is this, Alex. We're going to see 9/11 magnitude terror strikes happen. When they happen, the last time they happened after 2001, they closed Wall Street down for several days. If you had CDs, you couldn't cash them in. They're financial instruments. This time, they're going to close the banks. And when they reopen the banks, we forecast they will have devalued the dollar. So they'll say, don't worry about it. You'll be able to get your money out. It's backed by the FDIC, but you can't get it out all at once. And when you do get it out, it's not going to be worth a fraction of what it was before. So these are the integrated systems that we're looking at. And I'm saying this so that people take proactive measures now. Don't wait to wake up one day as you did yesterday and see the markets collapse around you. Take proactive measures now. It doesn't cost anything. But if you don't plan for the worst now and the worst happens, then you'll lose everything. If you take measures now and things happen slowly, you haven't lost anything, you've gained.
So what do? Get a lot of our money out of the bank? Most people don't even have any money to get out of the bank. What do? Get some storable food, water, get a second job now so you're ready for what's coming. Warn your neighbors so they'll have some respect for you and listen to you when all this comes true. What do, Gerald?
Well, all of those things. Number one, about the neighbors. Like-minded people forming groups. In the event the worst happens, then you have a strategy and a plan. You can work together. It's the community. Keep your money. Don't spend a dime you don't have to spend, especially on junk and eating crappy food. Cook your own. Make it better. The survival strategies that you talk about with the seeds and the water. Number three, any money that you do have, I keep it in my own hands. Why keep it in the bank? What are you getting from putting it there? You're only taking a risk. Speaking only for myself, I'm a firm believer in gold. 80% of my assets are in gold. And then people, you know, I see these comments and they say, oh, Salenti's involved with, you know, gold companies. No, I'm not. I don't take a penny from anybody. So it's only what I do and what I believe, and I've been writing about it for years. And number four, I'm a believer in Second Amendment rights. Make sure you're armed for the worst to happen, because you're going to see violence increase at a very rapid rate. So those are the kind of initial things to consider. Grow your own, those crisis gardens that you talk about. The summer is coming upon us. You could grow all the food you need to feed your family and have a lot left over and put it up for the winter. So anything you can do, that Yankee frugality, let's go back to the things that made this country what it was. Use it up, wear it out, make it do without.
Well, expanding on that, I think about my grandfather on my dad's side. He would repair his own equipment. You talk about MacGyver, and all those old farmers and ranchers were like that. My dad has a lot of those skills. I don't have one-tenth of the skills my dad has. He has probably half the skills his father had. And everybody knew, even in good times, to have storable food, to be prepared, to save money, because they'd gone through the Great Depression. And if we had right at 90% of the public being rural during the Great Depression and being self-sufficient, and still major universities have estimated 17 million starved to death over those 10 years, and now we have 89% being urban and only about 11% being rural, only half of the rural are somewhat self-sufficient in national studies. If we have another meltdown depression like that, nobody's going to be able to take care of you. The government, the banks, they couldn't even help with Katrina. They can't even stop an oil leak. I mean, my God, we're talking about a road warrior situation. And I see the reports where they're laying off half the teachers in some cities, more than half the cops, half the sheriff's deputies. And the half they keep are there in the news being told they're just there to raise revenue and write tickets for the government. So, and I'm starting to see a lot of sheriffs in Texas and Pennsylvania and Ohio say, buy guns. You've got to protect yourself. So we're seeing the veneer of the civilization, the rotten paint starting to peel off.
Yeah, and you said it about in the old days, people knew how to do it themselves. You know, I own a 1994 Audi. I could buy anything that I want to buy. I don't want one of those cars. I don't need all those gadgets. You know, kick the addiction. And by the way, stop wasting your money and going to college and getting a degree in business administration. Now, this is a lot of baloney. If you're going to go to college, only do it for a skill that you can get a return on investment. That's one of the biggest rackets in this country. We talk about the military-industrial complex. We talk about big pharma, big food. It's also the college-industrial complex. This is one of the greatest scams going on in the world. I love it. Oh, my son got a scholarship. Oh, not a full scholarship, a partial scholarship. How much is it going to cost? Oh, only about $20,000 a year. Oh, it would have cost $40,000 a year. Yeah, you know what it's like? It's like going to one of these bazaars in Turkey where they give you, oh, you could buy it for this price. They'll get any dollar that they can get. You're wasting your money, sending your kid to school if they're not going to get a diploma that's going to buy them a job. Stop this nonsense and put the money to good use. And if you want to get a skill in business administration, start as an apprentice working for somebody.
But that's the way it was done. That's the way it was done. I mean, I read about the founding fathers and then Andrew Jackson. They were all apprentices. That's how they got their law degree. That's how they got their professorship. Is that there were a lot of people that wanted to be apprentices. They only took the people that were smart and willing to work. And that's what built this country, was the apprenticeship system.
Exactly. People are wasting. These kids are getting out of college with $50,000 in debt and they can't get a job stocking shelves at Walmart at 1 a.m.
I want to go to calls. Time goes so fast with Gerald Celente. Man, we could spend 10 hours with him here. I want to go to calls and ask you some other questions, but quickly, you've said some terrorist stage, some of it's provocateur. We know that's true, but you said no. 2010, Pakistan is going to start attacking. You said small attacks, but also leading to huge attacks as big as 9/11. And now we see the situation with Pakistan. Go ahead. How did you predict that?
It's so easy to see. The President Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, you know, I wonder if Norway is Orwell spelled backwards. They've expanded that war in Pakistan, this brilliant AFPAC strategy. You know, these swivel chair generals and secretaries of this and that coming up with these wonderful strategies. They're going to weed out the Taliban and Al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan borders. So Pakistan is fighting this huge war. There's the greatest refugee crisis since Rwanda.
They've now announced yesterday, CNN, 1,000 drones, and it says the kids piloting these by remote are allowed, in fact, print that again for me, to kill anybody they want with no evidence. They just said that they can just kill anybody who, quote, acts like a gorilla.
I know. These are called extrajudicial killings, white shoe boy languages. And it's also what it is, it's against international law. So what's happening is President Obama has already, I think it's 34 major drone strikes this year, and bi-weekly. And by the way, the CIA is behind it, and they're not supposed to be involved in these kind of things. So now here's the scenario. Your family gets killed. Your relatives are slaughtered, maimed. They've lost everything because of a huge proxy war that Washington is fighting in Pakistan. You think you want to get even? Has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. Oh, it may, but there's other things. It's as old as the Old Testament. It's called revenge, and we're going to see revenge attacks. And then, Alex, they come up with this fairy tale that by waging this war, we're going to weed out the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda on these borders of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Oh, yeah, are you? How about getting rid of the Bloods and the Crips in Los Angeles? Just start there before you move around the country. They can't do that. Who in their right mind believes these fairy tales? It's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower, that Smedley Butler, and other great Americans warned us about.
And they know.
These guys.
And they know,
sorry,
that it's going to cause people to attack. And they want the attacks as a pretext to take our freedoms.
Exactly. So this is why we're talking about the economic collapse coming from many different directions. Because just like now, what happened? The oil spill was all over the news. It drained from the news when the Times Square bomber surfaced.
Well, you know, we've confirmed they were running a drill. That whole thing looks suspicious to me.
But again, what they'll do when there's a terrorist strike, the people will rally behind the president. Look, they did it with Bush. 92% of the people wanted to go attack Afghanistan to bring back Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. It's 9 years later. Yeah, what did the Iranians quoted that he said? He's in Washington.
Gerald, we're going to come back and take some calls and ask some quick questions and cover any other trends that you want to discuss here with us. Gerald Celente is our guest. But going on a break, I want to come back and have you answer this question briefly. When you talk about a great war, that's what governments always do when they're imploding, is they launch a big war, World War III style, as a political distraction. I mean, is that what you're basically saying is coming?
We're saying World War III is on the way. The riots in Greece will spread across Europe. We spread east into Ukraine, into Latvia, Estonia. The world is going to be on fire.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
All right, we got Gerald this segment, the next, and Bob Chapman, the whodunit, what really happened yesterday with the 1,000-point plunge, what's happening in the markets, and more of your calls. I've got some Twitter questions, and Randy, Shanky, Joe, Jeff, and Fred, and others. But a quick question, Gerald Celente. There's a lot of drum beating by the FCC, by the media, by the governments of the world, to censor the internet. A, when do you see this World War III thing being launched? B, do you see them trying to clamp down on the web?
Well, when it happens, they will clamp down on the web. When they lose control, every aspect where they lose control, they will try to double up and gain more control. The war is happening now. It was announced just 2 days ago that President Obama is going to step up the attacks in Pakistan. From Pakistan, it could explode into India. We don't know what Israel is going to do with Iran. The whole Middle East is up for grabs. There is no peace process. It's only getting worse over there. We can't put a specific date on it, but it's in the making. And unless the people really become aware of it, stand up and step out and speak out, then we're doomed.
All right, let's
go to the people.
Let's go to calls. Randy in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Quick question.
What do you recommend ordinary citizens do with their assets, hard assets? More precisely, what type should we get into?
Well, I'm not allowed by law to provide financial advice. That's why I always make it clear this is what I would do. And what I've done, and I've said it over and over again, is very simple for me. I buy gold, 80%. The rest of my money, I have hedged. I'm in dollars, and I'm in Canadian dollars. One goes up, the other goes down. All I want is wealth preservation. Gold is my wild card. The other ones, all I want to do is stay even.
That's right. In this game, gold could be, and this is for me personally, speculatively it could go way up. But bottom line, it has real intrinsic value, and so it is an emergency backup. It's insurance. I'm not looking in this danger zone to have big increases, though gold is doing that. I'm looking at wealth preservation. Thank you, Randy. Shanky in Georgia, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks. Congratulations, both you and Gerald, for the great success y'all are having and getting the word out. I really appreciate what y'all are doing. My question resolves, y'all were talking about money, holding cash, taking the money out of the bank. A lot of the questions I get revolve around 401ks and IRAs, and with the reflation trade and the potential of a failed treasury auction and the monetization, they have discussed basically what they're discussing in Greece taking over the pension plan. Gerald, do you think they'll take the 401k, the IRA monies, and force it into treasuries to keep this country alive as long as possible?
If a war breaks out, that could be one of the things that they do. What they'll use is they'll use a war or a terror attack to take any draconian measures that they can and hide behind them. We saw it with Bush with the abrogation of so many of our rights under the Patriot Act, with the wiretapping, on and on and on. Yes, it becomes a probability. And unfortunately, I'm stuck in situations too. I have to put money in IRAs. I mean, I get taxed very heavily. So I have my money floating out in that as well. But again, my strategy is and I know the downsides, believe me, but I have to do something. I have my money in ETFs, as I mentioned, both dollars and Canadian and gold.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to break here. I would just add that treasury auctions are already failing. Most of the new treasury auctions they have are not being 100% bought by other institutions or governments. The Federal Reserve is coming in and monetizing part of that debt. Correct, Gerald Celente?
That's correct.
All right, so the treasury auctions are already failing. That's been going on for, a year and a half. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.